Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly health news podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, vigorous exercise may help prevent vision loss. The study looked at 41,000 runners for more than 7 years and found that running reduced the risk of both cataracts and age-related macular degeneration. Quoting from the study, most of the runners in the study exceeded the current public health recommendations for physical activity, which is at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity activities such as brisk walking 5 days a week, or smaller doses of more vigorous exercise such as running. It is unclear whether people might also lower their risk for cataracts and age-related macular degeneration by walking. And here is an extremely interesting story. A Cambridge laboratory has developed a special ink for tattoos that changes color based on your glucose levels. The ink contains special tiny spheres that contain the glucose-detecting molecule, a color-changing dye that turns purple when the blood sugar levels drop. Although it may be a few years before it is available for the mass market, for those that are attracted to body ink, it sure beats pricking your skin a few times a day. And when I come back, we'll take another look at vitamin D and whether obesity is contagious.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic at 781-942-7121. Now back to the news.
It seems there is no end to the value of maintaining proper levels of vitamin D. In this study, published in the journal PLOS, the researchers show that you can turn the gene related to multiple sclerosis, or MS, on or off depending on whether vitamin D was available. Multiple sclerosis is among the most common neurological diseases in young adults, affecting 350,000 individuals in the United States and 2 million worldwide. Previous studies have shown that proper vitamin D levels can reduce the risk of MS by 62%. And for our last story, with one-third of all adults in the U.S. and 16% of all children and teens obese, scientists look to see if obesity may be the result of a virus that's as easy to catch as the common cold. The studies suggest that an adenovirus may be involved in some cases of obesity. Research shows that up to 33% of obese adults have contracted the adenovirus at some point in their lives, compared to only 11% in thin people. However, researchers are quick to point out lack of exercise and overeating are the major contributors of obesity. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Your eyes are always the same size from birth, but your nose and ears never stop growing. When babies look up at you with those big eyes, they're the same size that they'll be carrying around in their bodies for the rest of their lives. Their ears and nose, however, will grow throughout their lives, and research has shown that growth peaks in 7-year cycles. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Anne-Marie Marcelino of Alive and Well Chiropractic and the Vitality Wellness Spa. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.
Thank you.